8 women, mothers, daughters, sisters, all killed in cold blood.
I think her last words would have been, "Mammy." I think she would have cried out, "Mammy." And it was 140 odd blows in the head, a wee lassie.
You could tell that she had been brought up in a loving family, but she just got caught up in this drugs and drink and prostitution.
8 lives brutally taken with few answers given.
She was a lovely mother. The time went on, she went down the ring road. Can't condemn them.
She's your sister and you never heal. Like 20 odd years down the line and the heartache is still there.
Leaving a city in panic.
They knew that somebody was out there and these lasses were living in a knife edge every night when they were going out there selling their bodies. You didn't know if they were going to come back or not.
A string of vicious murders shocked Glasgow between 1991 and 2005 of women who felt their best defence was each other and not the authorities.
Scrawling warnings about the most dangerous clients in the tattered pages of a leather journal, the Beware Book.
Women involved in prostitution in Glasgow, it was a system of warning each other. Did you come across that in your kind of involvement in the inquiry? What did you know about this Beware Book?
I seized it.
As the city turned a blind eye to darkness and violence on the drag.
I was just attacked and the guy hit me in the head, but it was all bust open. But I was like, I need to go back out and make money. I've got a drug habit, you know.
I'm Colette McGonagall.
I'm Callum McQuaid, and we're journalists who work in Glasgow.
We've been investigating this story for over a year.
I feel like this is a proper police car park with all the service vehicles and sirens.
Hearing from the loved ones of those whose lives were so cruelly cut short, many of whom haven't spoken publicly in decades, some not at all.
Their pain compounded by failed police investigations that let killers live free for decades, unwatched and unchecked.
I think there's a lot more to be found out about Ian Packer, personally. I don't think it was his first murder.
We ask what the pages of this missing Beware Book might contain.
A lot of bad things in that book. Lawyers, please. All sorts.
And can we finally get these forgotten families the answers they so rightly deserve?